This is Big Machine Radio. I am Becca talking to the guys from Midland today. It's their On the Rocks album release special. And the next song that we're going to talk about,
Altitude Adjustment. Now, this, I mean, is obviously a not so subtle tribute to Rocky Mountain High, so to speak. So tell me about writing this song and how fun it was to come up with all of the phrasing and the innuendo and the not so innuendo.
Well, it came out of, it was like, we were talking about this the other day. This song ended up being kind of like a meditation. It was like a therapeutic thing because we had been on radio tour a good part in the South, the East, and the Northeast. And it was a particularly cold and gray winter. And, you know, we all hark from the West, and there's something, if you're from the West, you get very used to seeing mountains, and there's something very comforting about seeing mountains. It kind of sets you and tells you where you are, and it makes you feel like you know where you are. And
a reference point, almost, yeah, like a landmark.
And we just, you know, we were tired, and we were in town. We had a couple days off, not off, we were trying to squeeze in some more writes because we want to keep writing. Before we were going in to record the album, and we just didn't feel like being there, man. We felt like going out in nature, and at that particular time, you know, we really were feeling like being in Colorado or being nature, and it came up with Colorado, and we started talking about all of our favorite places in this road trip we had done in the prior summer, shooting a bunch of stuff. We drove from Jackson all the way to Austin, and Colorado was our favorite stop on that. And
yeah, had we not taken the Million Dollar Highway, we probably wouldn't have written that song, but we did drive from Silverton to Durango, and kind of just a life-changing road trip for the three of us. But we were also
epic.
With my wife and my mother-in-law, my brand new baby, and a couple other friends, and we were filming all this stuff, and that was definitely the catalyst to that song, for sure. That's a real, true, take me back to that moment type of thing, you know?
Well, it's funny because I listened to your album probably three times in getting ready for this. And the first one was just to listen, just to sort of absorb. And so before it really hit me what this song was about, I started thinking about, you know, I wondered where each of you sort of went to if you just needed to get away, to reset, to clear your headspace and recenter yourself. Where is it that you guys like to go to make that happen?
I would go to the Willamette Valley in Oregon. It's just kind of a rural setting. It's hilly in the summertime. It is, in my opinion, the most beautiful place in America. It's so green there. Little small towns, you know, kind of old historic main streets.
You can hear the homesickness in his tone, man. Breaking my heart over here.
I would go to where I grew up spending a lot of time. I'd go to Wyoming. We were just there, actually. It's kind of where this band was first, the inkling, the seed of this band was forged or planted.
Yeah, I saw some of your videos for the solar eclipse.
Yeah.
I mean, it was beautiful.
So we were in the path of totality for
beautiful.
That. But that's where it is. It's
Alta.
Path
of totality.
The path of totality. Alta, Wyoming. Jackson Hole. It's on the other side of the mountain pass. And that's where you get the best fishing in the world, on the Teton and the Snake River and up in the Madison and National Park. You got Yellowstone and all the hiking and nature. That's where I go to reset.
And you?
Oh, man, it just depends on the time of the year and the mood. But, you know, Colorado is definitely one of the most majestic, beautiful places. You know, Ouray, a town that we stopped in, it was like a fantasy. It's like stepping back 150 years in time. And the sheer power of those mountains, it affects you in a way that's like kind of indescribable until you are staring up at them. And it makes you feel big and little at the same time. And the air up there is so fresh. But, man, my family's ranch out in southern Arizona is a place. And then give me a deserted beach in Mexico with some good waves and better friends. And those are places that, you know, that I kind of dream about, I guess, all those different spots.
Well, whether you guys are actually getting away to some of those spots you talked about, or maybe just adjusting your attitude a little bit, this is called Altitude Adjustment. you just got to listen to the lyrics. You'll get it on Big Machine Radio.